just relax.
You having fun?
Oh yeah, dancing. I'm good. Why?
I can do the splits, no problem. Teach me. I can do it.
You want me to break my leg?
Look for something unusual. Something hard. Big surprise. Huge surprise.
Kumite, and welcome to the first episode of Van Damme, It's Jean-Claude. I'm your host, Paul Schroyer, and you might know me from such podcasts as Pointless Discussions. That's probably it, because that's the only podcast I'm on. Well, welcome. Thanks for joining me for Van Damme, It's Jean-Claude, a podcast where we're going to delve deep into who Jean-Claude Van Damme is, review his movies, and just talk about him because I'm a huge fanboy for Jean-Claude Van Damme. So, welcome, Kumite. Let's get started with a little bit of history, some background on the muscle from Brussels, Jean-Claude Van Damme. Jean-Claude was born Jean-Claude Camille François Van Varenberg in October 18th, 1960s. That is a long, long name. Let's one more time. He was born Jean-Claude Camille François Van Varenberg in Belgium. So that's why they call him the Muscles from Brussels. He was born to Elena and Eugene Van Varenberg, and they were florists. That's a stretch of a job there, going from a florist to an actor and a karate master, but you know. He started martial arts at the age of 10. He was enrolled by his father in the Shotokan Karate School. His styles consist of Shotokan karate and kickboxing. He eventually earned his black belt in karate when he was 18, so it only took him 8 years to get his black belt. No surprise there, because he's a beast. He started ballet, which he did for 5 years. It's probably why he can do the splits and he's all nimbly bimbly like. And then, according to Van Damme, ballet is an art, but it's also one of the most difficult sports. If you can survive a ballet workout, you can survive a workout in any other sports. Hopefully, as I'm doing this podcast, I can actually come up with a good Jean-Claude Van Damme impersonation, so I can like do the voices for some of his quotes and stuff. But yeah, we'll see. So, you know, he started karate when he was 10. He continued that all over the world. Won a whole bunch of tournaments, matches. And then in the... So then in 1977, he began full contact kickboxing and karate with a guy named Claude Goetze. And yeah, so from 77 to 82, he had a record of 18-1. That's pretty good. And I guess that's where he got a nickname, Mr. Belgium, in a bodybuilding competition. So that's pretty neat. 18-1, that's a pretty good record, man. I don't know if I could do that or not. So his first film appearance was in 1971 as an uncredited role in André Delvaux Women Between Wolf and Dog, a Belgian-French drama starring some people that we won't know, so I'm not going to get into that. Yeah, and believe it or not, guys, if you guys watch me on Pointless Discussions, you know, We were off the cuff on everything. I've got notes. I got notes here. This is legit. I'm serious about this. So in 1980, I think that was about the end of his martial arts career. And he retired in 1982 from full contact kickboxing and karate. In the early 80s, he got jobs working for the one, the only Chuck Norris. So he moved to Belgium and in 1982 with a childhood friend, Michel Kesey, in hopes of both becoming actors. Well, I would say one of those two became an actor. He did a variety of, you know, jobs, and he was an extra in a hip-hop dance films called Breaking in 1984, made by Canon Films. So there's scenes with him dancing in the background. I'm going to look that up. If I can find that for next week's episode, I'm going to get that up for you guys. He was a good friend. He became a good friend of Chuck Norris. And in 1984, he worked on the stunt team for Chuck Norris's movie, Missing in Action. So, yeah, he was good friends with the man, the legend, Chuck Norris. And, yes, that, who I guess that's Andrew with the what? Notes? Yeah, I got notes. It's amazing. So, his very first breakthrough film was 1980, Bloodsport. And I'm going to tell you next episode a little bit more about that. I think what we're going to do is... So that's a little bit of the history of Jean-Claude Van Damme, where he came from. You know, he was a martial arts expert and bodybuilder. Came to the United States. Started working at Chuck Norris's stuntman. And then in the 80s, he got Bloodsport. So what we're going to do is... On this podcast, I think we're going to do, I'm going to do this about first Saturday of every month. We're going to hope he dances like he does in Bloodsport. Look at it, looking kickboxer, man. If you want to see some awesome Jean-Claude Van Damme dancing, kickboxers is the one you want to check out. But we're going to, okay, anyways, I got a little sidetracked there by Andrew. What we're going to do is, yeah, dude, we're not even doing pointless discussions and Andrew's sidetracking me. What the fuck, man? Come on. We're going to go through all of his movies. We're going to start with his first movie he ever did, Bloodsport. And we're going to work all the way up to his newest movie he's working on now, which I believe is called The Bouncer. I'd have to double check that, but I'm pretty sure he's working on The Bouncer right now. So we're going to go through, we're going to review them, and I'm going to, you know, give you some facts about it that maybe you didn't know. And, yeah. So hopefully you guys learn a little bit or something about Jean-Claude Van Damme, one of my personal favorite actors and action star people of all time. So, that being said, May 5th, will be our first actual episode. It's going to be Bloodsport, and I hope you guys join in, and you can, you know, help me review it, watch the movie with me. We'll have some, you know, a little bit of fun. Be fun, guys, because all of Jean-Claude Van Damme's movies are terribly awesome. They're so good. And I think this is going to get released on the Magic Squirrel Network SoundCloud page and iTunes and all that probably the Sunday following the live stream. So if you want to watch, tune into the live stream, Magic Squirrel Network on Facebook, or you can watch it at any time on magicsquirrelnetwork.com. I'm not used to hosting by myself. Usually I've got Mark with me to kind of help when I get brain farted like that, but we'll see how this goes. It's going to be awesome talking about one of my favorite subjects, Jean-Claude Van Damme. And don't worry, guys, we will be discussing his butt a lot in this podcast, because who doesn't love Jean-Claude Van Damme butt? I know Lupe does. What's going on, Lupe? Yeah. So, first Saturday every month, join us. And then we're going to get into the history of Jean-Claude Van Damme. And we're going to pick apart his movies. Really bad. We're really going to tear them apart because they're awesome. So, any questions before I go? I know this is a real short one this week, but I'll just kind of let you guys know what you're in store for with Van Damme and Jean-Claude. Nope. Nobody. All right, cool. So, I love you. And remember, Kumite.
The squirrel was magic!